Glory to God Forever, Jim Harwell, Wonder in Reality. We are back in Bogota after some time in Medellin. We are based in a neighborhood called Champinero. It's in the middle of the city, a city of 10 million people. So much going on. It is incredible. And just like in some of the previous messages, I want to say there are thousands of things that we can do every day with our time, with our energy, with to meet our needs. Some of these things are things we have to do. But, you know, when you're in a big city, it's apparent there's so much going on. And no matter where you are in the world, we as people have thousands of options of things that we can do. And even as followers of Jesus, there are so many options and choices, things we can do to, you know, we are all wanting to meet our needs, to find that, you know, to meet our needs, our wants, our desires, the things we long for. There's one thing that is the answer. And of course, it's Jesus the Christ through the glorious Holy Spirit. Amen. And He offers us everything that we want and need and desire and long for. Everything. Quickly, let me say, I want this next series to be about the Holy Spirit. Amen. And let me quickly say, isn't it glorious that we could give a billion messages about the Holy Spirit, the presence of God Almighty, the presence of Jesus Christ, a billion trillion messages, and we would never even touch the surface. We would just be touching the surface of this infinite, vast, eternal person of God Almighty, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Eternity. For eternity, those who are fortunate enough to be saved, to find Jesus Christ, to make it to heaven, will spend eternity in His presence and experiencing Him and His glory and His majesty, His beauty and righteousness. The Amplified says His way of being right and doing what is right, just of Him. And so we have the opportunity to get that on the earth. It's what Jesus called the kingdom. It's the presence of Jesus. And some initial encouraging things that I hope are encouraging. The Holy Spirit is everywhere on the earth. Ever present. Everywhere we go, He's there. The presence and the power of God is present everywhere. Psalm 139, famous psalm. Jesus said, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so it's so easy and simple to walk with Him. I just want to start with these encouraging, these really truth that should just fill our heart with hope and faith and love, because walking with Him is simple and easy. It's natural, it's normal, it's what we were meant to do as human beings. He's everywhere. Everywhere we go, He's there. It's that simple. It's like the air around us. And so, a common sense thing I've been saying in messages, but it's so true, and we need to hear it. We need to go directly to Him. Directly to Him. It's common sense. He's a jealous God. He has to deal with us directly. If we go to anything else, it's not going to work out. And that's why I mentioned, for example, the thousands of things that we can do every day in wherever we are in the world. But when we're in a big city, when there's all kinds of options, in the modern world, we have many options right at our fingertips: television, internet, technology, all these things that we can go to kind of fill up our day and meet our needs, so to speak. When we're ignoring and not doing the one thing that we should do, which is just humble ourselves before Him, seek Him, and give Him first place. Make Him our first love. Make Him, throughout the day. And that's when great things are going to happen. That simplicity where we're just seeking Him all day, just continually seeking Him, and finally, just like Luke 11 and Luke 18, finally God's just going to say, "Well, here's my child. He or she's just wearing me out. Okay, I'm going to give him or her a touch right now." That's Jesus clearly gives that truth in two parables, Luke 11, Luke 18. Please look those up and read them. But we so often are doing so many other things other than this. We are, even as followers of Jesus, I am assuming you're probably a follower of Jesus Christ. That's fantastic. If you're not, come to Jesus. It's simple. It's so easy. It's the answer. He's the answer. But we, as followers of Jesus, often we also have hundreds and thousands of options of things we can do that are good, that look good and seem right. And we're doing all these things, but we're not doing that one thing, which is developing that relationship with the Holy Spirit, like making Him our first love and acknowledging Him. A great woman of God actually said, our greatest sin is ignoring Him. How would you feel if you were in a group of people, let's say five or six people, you're at a table, and one person begins a topic, which is what happens usually in social situations. They bring up a topic and other people in that group of five or six are talking, and then you say something that's very relevant to the discussion, and they all completely ignore you. I mean, just ignore you. And the person who brought the topic up, he ignores you also. How would you feel? It wouldn't feel good, would it? It might even make someone irritated, frustrated, mad. And by the way, that's happened to me recently. And it happens to me. It happens maybe to all of us. But think, we're dealing with God Almighty. Think of how the Holy Spirit, what happens when we ignore Him. You know, He's God. Amen. He's merciful and gracious and long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth. And He's so, as high as the heavens are above the earth, is as high as His ways are above our ways and His thoughts above our thoughts. He's so beyond us. We are on this low, petty level on the earth. We are nothing without Him. I've said it once, I'll say it again. Apart from Him, we are dead. We are nothing. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. The greatest privilege that we have is to have a relationship with Him. And so when we acknowledge Him and we acknowledge these truths that we're nothing, and that's when things begin in our relationship with Him. So I encourage you, try this out. Just try it. Why not? We all want to move up higher and move forward and in our walk with Him. And so the key for every one of us, no matter where we are in our relationship with Him, whether we're in the third phase and we're almost to the have the anointing, or whether we are just today entered the first phase and we became born again and found and asked Jesus to be our Lord and Savior, no matter where we are, this is the key to moving forward and moving up higher and going deeper with Him. This is the key, the Holy Spirit. It's the whole key. You know, we're in this city. We've got people that we're dealing with and things we're doing in this city. And we just left Medellin, came here. You know, those things are not... You know, I do want to say, on that list of thousands and thousands of things that we can do every day, one of them is actually ministry. You know, doing the work of ministry, the work that we think is you know, ministry, and that we, and it, again, it's good. You know, at least we're trying. Another example on the list, similar, is reading the Bible. You know, we all know that that's a great thing to do. Going to services, you know, listening to messages, listening. But those things are not really the true relationship with Him. The true relationship with Him is, what do we do in the privacy of our, you know, just like Jesus said, go into your closet, into your private room, and pray. That's where a relationship is. And, you know, you've heard the saying, integrity is what you do and no one's watching. Well, spirituality, it's what you, it's the same, very similar. Spirituality is what someone does when no one else is watching. What are we doing with our time? What's our first love? And so we as humans, we get distracted with all these other things. Hundreds, thousands of things that we do. But there's one thing that is the answer, which is, and you know, it's common sense. We've heard it a lot, but it is true. It's our personal, private relationship directly with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Father. They're all the same. And when we find Him, we will find He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in all the universe. He's glorious. He's majestic and beautiful. He's cannot be described. He's the most valuable entity in the universe. That's even, it's beyond that. He's glorious beyond description. And when we meet Him, we begin going from glory to glory, from one glorious revelation to another. And it lasts for eternity. Amen. You know, on the one hand, somebody could say, well, you're saying it's so simple and so easy and so basic. And well, then what do? It's a continuous revelation of the one and only forever. We would never be bored. We would never get, you know, we're bored with the things in the world. So this first message in this series, you know, this is just, I want to give some encouraging truths that, and it's unbelievable. It's the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. The exponential benefits are awaiting us and are ours. Ours. These benefits are ours. The eternal life, knowing Him and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. Eternal life and everlasting life, those are the same thing. It's the same Greek words in the New Testament. When we read in the book of John, and when Jesus talks about eternal life and everlasting life, same Greek words, eternal life, knowing Him and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. Practical things. The Holy Spirit's the most gentle being in the universe, and which is incredible. You know, He's the most powerful, but the most gentle. You know, He's made Himself available to every person on the earth. It's mind-boggling that God Almighty can do this. He can do anything. Glory to God forever. And He's done this. He's made Himself available to every person. The weakest, most frail person on the earth, he or she can know God Almighty. Up to the most powerful, most strongest, whatever. You know, those are people who usually miss God. But practically speaking, you know, when we don't make Him our first love, you know, we're essentially ignoring Him, and that grieves Him. And what does that mean, you know, grieving the Holy Spirit? He just withdraws, and, you know, it doesn't affect Him. God Almighty's not affected. He's the same all the time. It's like the metaphor would be the sun, the S-U-N on the earth. You know, every person on the earth could go get all the sun that they want, and the sun would never be depleted. Yet every person could ignore the sun, and the sun would never change. You know, so it's the same thing with God Almighty. He just has to withdraw from someone. So, you know, if we're ignoring Him, then He essentially ignores that person. That's saying it in a human, from a human perspective. If we sin overtly, or if, let's say, that we don't forgive others who have hurt us, which is a very hard thing to do, very difficult for all of us, and we can do it in the power of the Holy Spirit. We can forgive and we can love other people, even when they hurt us. But when we don't forgive, that grieves the Holy Spirit, and He has to leave because He's holy, He's perfect. And so that's why repentance is one of the top keys to walking with Him, continually being in repentance, you know, repenting for our old nature and our sins, You know, when we repent, we realize we are a sinner and we humble ourselves before Him. It's really powerful. But that's just some practical information, spiritual as well, but so key for all of us, no matter where we are in our walk with Him. You know, repentance, and you know, when we do that and we're grieving over our sin, we're doing what Jesus said in actually the first statement that He made in what we call the Beatitudes. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, the spiritual beggars." They know that spiritually they are, you know, they are a beggar. They realize that they are a sinner, and that progression of the Beatitudes, there's nine of them, I believe, but it goes through a progression that's an actual progression of us repenting and grieving over, but mourning over our sin, really, you know, and on and on. So, thanks for listening. Please do visit wonderreality.org. Free materials, free books. And thank you.